What's your name?
Evangeline Lowry Jacobs.
And were you a caregiver for your mom during her battle with Alzheimer's?
I was. I was a caregiver for my mother. She lived with me for about 7 years, 7.5 years before she passed away. So during that time frame, she had, you know, dementia when she came to live with me, but it was just a gradual progression over those 7 years.
And so, how did you come to realize, like, maybe something might be wrong? Like, did you notice signs at first that she might be dealing with dementia?
Yeah, well, she was an educator, and she didn't retire from her job as an educator until she was 82. So once she came home, we noticed a progression with her, you know, repetitive, you know, she'd repeat things and she'd forget things. And so we knew that it was, you know, we were getting into something with her. But once my dad passed away and she came to live with me, I don't know if it was isolation, you know, for her once she came to us, that change, that it sort of progressed, or if it was just, you know, her normal, you know, for her. But again, you know, she would repeat herself and forget things, and then she got into a mode where she didn't realize where she was. She didn't know where she was. She wanted to go home. She wanted to go to her parents. She would talk about, you know, missing her parents. She wanted to go where they were. So, you know, she went back to that childhood stage.
So what were some of the things that you did to help her during, you know, that time? Like, were there any things that helped her out? Like, when she was having, like, you know, those episodes?
Pictures. She loved pictures. She had photo albums. So we would get out the photo albums and talk about, you know, well, this is my pa Jim, and we were doing this in this picture. And she'd talk about, you know, remembering things that she did as a childhood, because they had a farm. And she would talk about, you know, living on the farm and milking the cows and, you know, dealing with chickens and that kind of thing. So it would take her back. So, you know, she was in a fog. We'd get the pictures and she'd start talking, and she would, it's like she would lighten, you know, her eyes would brighten up, and she would, it took her back, you know, to that phase.
And how was that experience for you being her caregiver?
Frustrating, draining, but, you know, you learned a lot, because she'd talk about things that you hadn't heard before, you know, so it was a chance for her to, she was reliving her memories, you know. So it was very informational for me.
And last question regarding Alzheimer's. So what was your experience like working with healthcare providers? Like, were you, like, taking her to appointments? Was it easy to work with her doctors? Did her doctors seem to, like, be knowledgeable or helpful in her condition?
I was very involved, you know, taking her to doctor's appointments and things. It was frustrating with some healthcare workers, because it's like they kind of disregarded questions that you may have or concerns that you may have. So I would forcefully advocate for her. And especially, you know, once she got to a point where she had hospice care coming in, you know, and you almost felt like that she was just a number, you know, to them at that point, and they kind of disregarded needs. So, you know, I was not above, you know, being aggressive, you know, in demanding things that she needed. So it was frustrating. You sort of had to, you know, find your voice and find people that could be of assistance to you to get what you needed. So, yeah, it was a whole learning process.
Thank you for that. I just have two additional questions. Mm-hmm. Just in regards to helping the Native community. Uh-huh. What do you think is, like, the biggest, like, number one issue regarding health in the Native community? Like, is it cancer, diabetes, heart issue?
I would say diabetes is a big issue for us, and heart issues, because my mother, she had cardiac issues as well. So that was a thing in our family, strokes, heart disease among my mother's family. So that's a big deal. And then on my dad's side of the family, he had a lot of issues with cancer. So the males and females in his family, breast cancer, prostate, and my dad, he had prostate cancer, and ultimately he developed liver cancer. So that's ultimately what got him. So it's a culmination between those three, in my opinion.
Yeah. And last question. Mm-hmm. Folks in the outside of the community thinking that they want to come in and help different organizations and lawmakers, what suggestions do you have for them, for outside folks who want to come in and help in their community with health-related issues? What do you want them to know in regards to helping folks in this community with health-related issues?
Well, you know, this is a poverty-stricken area, so I think people coming in need to be sensitive to that fact and realize that, you know, and two, we have a lot of folks here who are uneducated, and that is a big issue, you know, so just realizing they're coming into an issue where, you know, folks may have limited knowledge. And, you know, they have concerns and they have big issues that they need addressed. And sometimes they may not know how to vocalize it, you know, or to ask for what they need. So I think people coming in need to be sensitive to that and be willing and open to communicate and get down onto a level with folks that they understand, you know. I think that's a big issue because, you know, our natives here, they're prideful people, you know, and they don't like to be talked down to, but they appreciate someone that's willing to talk with them on their level so that they understand, you know. So I think that's a big thing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.